Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer, our Savior. Glory be to his most holy name. We just thank the Lord for this day. For truly, this is a wonderful day. Brand new mercy and grace woke or stood by waiting for us to rise. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for our eyes being open and for his compassion to one of us this morning. Glory be to the Lord. This is Tea Time with Jesus and my friends. Hallelujah. I do hope you have your cup of tea. Oh, I have mine. I have this morning's light tea and a little chocolate together mixed. And it smells good and it tastes good and it feels good on the throat. Hallelujah. And it feels really, really good because I have you and Jesus with me right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I am just so grateful that the Lord allows me to come in and be a part of it, even if it's 50 years from now. Pray that your anointing always would be as if you were with us at this very moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I found a song. It's one of the three songs. And it, I come to the garden alone. And to really tell you, this is probably how the time of Jesus and Jesus was born kind of evolved to. When I was 7 years old, most people would just not believe it, that I could sing a little bit. But at another time, I'll share as to what happened. Nevertheless, I found this song, and it seems so appropriate for this morning and for Friday morning. I come to the garden, and I come alone, my God. And I now know that this song was not for a seven-year-old. That seven-year-old had to travel some roads and highways and byways. Oh, glory to God. Ah, to be able to sit one day. And it says, I come to a garden where the dew is still on the road, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God disclosed. Hallelujah. I can sing that song now. And most people say that I can't hold a note if it's in a part and give it. But the song goes. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells him his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He is so good. People say that he doesn't talk to you, or he, that's not realistic. The only thing I can say to that in response, and I really don't like to do this, but if he was able and capable of, and we're talking about God, the Almighty, to make the heavens and the, create the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it and all the universes, certainly seems how he did make man. You know where I'm going.
Anytime he want to address him or speak to him, he should be able to do that. If I can speak to you and you think God can't speak to you, okay. Well, we'll just leave that and put that on the side so Jesus can, when we're meditating on the word and just meditating and thinking about the goodness of Yeshua, you know, I go back and forth with his name, his Hebrew name, and his English name, Jesus and Yeshua. I love the name Yeshua. Yes, I do. But nevertheless, I go back, we'll go back and forth with this. But now I'm just saying, if he can create, certainly he can speak. And his voice is sweet. And you will know when he is speaking to you. You don't need anyone to tell you what it feels like, what it sounds like, because it's personal. You will know without a shadow of a doubt. And how do we get to know these things like faith? We have experiences with him. And those experiences confirm. And we really hunger for a relationship. We seek him with all our heart. The scripture says we will find him. We will find him when we seek him all our heart. And he will come and commune with you. Hallelujah. When you sit in the garden. Hallelujah. Bless you. Our Savior is so good. There is none like him. And there is none that can be like him. And this morning, and our Friday morning, is about building a personal relationship with him that you can sit and let him talk with, oh my God, and tell you that you're his and his alone. Hallelujah. I heard one pastor say that there are times when he is in a special place with the Lord. It's so good, you don't want to leave it. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You just relish the love. Oh my God. That's why I say to you, if you're even at work, I don't want you to stop and it's not your time. But if you can take a moment and a cup of tea, because it's just intimate, personal, relaxing, healing, therapeutic, but you have it with Jesus. You take a cup of tea with a friend and just be quiet. But just listen as we read the scripture and relish in his love, or just allow his love to just enfold you. Oh, my God. Or remind you that he loves you. Remind you of how special you are to him. Remind you that you are his holy temple, his abiding place. Hallelujah. Remind you that you are special. Remind you just how much, again, how much he cares. And you can ask him for strength to take you through those places that he won't remove situations. Lift the weight of the burden and take you through. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. And he'll do it. The sound is so different. The birds. See, feel the wind. Just the breeze. You sit or you kneel before him and just allow him to pour into you. And I've often said, there are times that he'll say absolutely nothing. But it's so special. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, and it is in the matchless name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Savior, our Redeemer, the love of our soul, we come to you in his most precious name, thanking you for this day and this time that you're allowing us to share with you and with each other. We thank you for the atmosphere that you create, Father God, that we can spend this moment in time with you to tell you thank you. And there are many who have questions, even doubts. Father, because they've taken the time with you, oh, Father, take that act. And may they never forget the joy, the reassurance, the blessedness of that first step. That you said in your word, if you seek me, and you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. For those who are seeking you, they will find you. And those who are holding on, God, when the weather and the storms of life a raging God, many of sick God, that you'll just hold them, Almighty God, in your loving care, in your arms, allow them to just enfold and rest in your precious love. And those who are growing faith, just growing in the infancy of faith, we thank you, Father. We thank you for working and strengthening them for the greater faith that will be manifest at your appointed time. We do thank you for this day, Father. We thank you that each one of us, each one, you know. And we thank you for meeting every need and everyone's particular place, them safe, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your peace, your shalom, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Give us strength to the weak. Hallelujah. Thank you for meeting those needs. Thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for reassurance. Thank you for healing, for you are the God that heal your people. Thank you for meeting every financial need. And sometimes in financial need, there is wisdom that is needed. All glory. Thank you, Almighty God, for having your way. Thank you, Father. Remember those in the fivefold ministry. Encourage, impact, hallelujah. Not our will, but thine will, Holy God, be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this special time, this set time, this appointed time. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Everyone that's listening. And we thank you for perfecting the things that concern us. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be. But my dear friends, we'll do as we always do. Our scriptures, yes, amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I'll say, as I always say, 13, starting at the 13th verse and going to the 14th. 2 Chronicles, and this is what the Lord said. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Glory. He said he will do it. So let's just think about this. Everyone is talking about D.C. Yes, Washington, D.C. And we're having a lot to say, and we're putting our mouth on things and in agreement with this. We all are getting frustrated. But what if the children of the kingdom God will decide a purpose in their heart to pray and seek God, turn from our wicked ways as we humble ourselves, and make a conscious decision that you're going to pray about it. We're going to give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. But we first are going to make sure that we are right. That's what the scripture is saying to us. Make sure you're right. You can humble yourself. Do you know how many of us will not feel that it's necessary to humble yourself before the Lord, not even kneel before their God? But humble yourself. Admit, confess, repent, and pray. No, make a conscious decision that you're going to turn from your wicked ways, or we're going to turn from our wicked ways. That selfishness, that self-righteousness, you know, you think you're better. And how you plotting and scheming against folks that are who belong to the children, I mean, who belong to God, all kind of crazy stuff. You can't whitewash it. It is God that will make your sin, though they be as scarlet, white as snow. It is God, and he doesn't do the whitewash. You can't whitewash this. I can't whitewash it. I have to come and confess ourselves before God and pray. We can make a difference. There are people who don't want to go to the altar unless they can be seen. Sin has gotten us and self has gotten us in a lot of trouble. But if we take this and just do what this says, this scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we then, as children of the kingdom, children who are walking in authority, not as the world call authority or define as authority, but according to the way, according to our Father's definition of walking as children of the kingdom, confident that if we are right and righteous in his eyes, when we pray, we have what we want, what we pray for. It's a done deal. Think about it. There is a way that seemeth right to mankind, But that way leadeth to destruction. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We have to stop wanting to look like and identify with the world. Your kingdom children. We are kingdom children, and we should walk as such that it would influence and impact in the world so much so that they will want to be like you and I. World changes. I'm just saying what the scripture is saying. We can do these things. We can make a difference. We have the power and the authority to do so if we walk according to the will and the way of our Father. Psalms 1:1-4 says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. God is good. Psalms 34:1-8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, my brothers and my sisters. I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. And his written word to you and I is so precious. Well, we just stop and listen. How it satisfies and it meets every need. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. What harm is it? You have a break instead of being tempted to talk about someone or complain about something, to just sit in a quiet place. Meditate on the scripture. Meditate on the goodness of the Lord. How much he loves you. How much he cares about you. How he wants you to seek him with your whole heart. I have had this week alone some things to happen that just sat me in a chair. And all I could say was, my God. Doors open wide. It seemed impossible. but nothing is impossible for God. Yet there are so many other things that seem to want to take my attention and be a distraction. But if he can do these things, oh my God, he can do everything and anything. We just trust him. Yes, we get frustrated because things don't happen the way we don't have to. When he gives us daily wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, open our eyes, and we're talking about faith, and we can just inhale and exhale and say, God, I trust you being my strength, and I thank you for taking the weight of this issue off of me. I thank you for giving me the strength to walk through what I have to walk through. I thank you for reassuring me that I am your temple, and I'm your temple, and I know you're here with me. And when you turn to Psalms 37, trust in the Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Oh, Jesus. For these last few moments, if I could just tell you this, the kingdom, you stay in the kingdom, hallelujah, stay connected, wrapped up in Jesus, hallelujah. I guarantee you, my brothers and my sisters, you'll realize, oh, glory to his name, you'll realize that you're in this world, but you're not of this world. You are in this world, but you're not of it. You are an ambassador doing the work of the kingdom. Rise and shine and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Know this, that the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and he make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Remember this. Jude, the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to his name. He will speak to you. Find your place and enjoy his presence. Hallelujah. He is sweet, and he's sweeter than the honeycomb. He is mighty and he is awesome. He is your battle axe. He'll fight for you. And he is the God that heals. And he is the God that's more than enough. Rest in knowing that he's for you and not against you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Until next Friday, don't forget, you're favored by God. And you have favor with him and favor with man. God's will, God's way, God's time. Until next week, God bless you.